Hello again. You're with the news at one. As we heard earlier, evidence has concluded in the civil action taken by Nikita Hand against the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor and another man. Ms. Hand alleges she was raped by them in a Dublin hotel 6 years ago, allegations they both deny. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, the final witness today was a doctor. What did he have to say?
Yes, Professor Basil John Farnham was called on behalf of Conor McGregor. He's a GP, the court heard, and a forensic physician with experience of examining victims of various types of assault. And he explained to the jury that bruises, how they're caused, he said they're caused by blunt trauma, which causes blood vessels underneath the skin to be damaged and the blood to leak and percolate towards the skin. Now, he said if the bruising is deep in the tissue, it can take 24 or 48 hours to appear on the skin. He said bruises could change in size, shape, colour and position as they developed, and he also said there could be possible redness at an area of trauma before bruising appears, and he said it was a good idea to examine someone again after 24 hours because more bruising can appear. He also told the jury there was a website which stated that sertraline, which is an anxiety medication Ms. Hand was taking at the time, had a propensity to cause bruises. There was some discussion then with him about tampons and whether it's possible to have sex with a tampon in. He said this was not a question he was asked by women in his surgery very often, and he said it would be a peculiar question, but he had discovered that people had done it and were flabbergasted afterwards. Professor Farnan said he couldn't comment on a suggestion by senior counsel Ray Boland for Nikita Hand that the question wasn't asked very much because no one would choose to do it.
What did the judge tell the jury about what happens next?
Well, Mr. Justice Alexander Owens told the jurors the next step was a legal discussion in their absence about the issue paper that would be produced for them. He said the jurors were the big decision makers and he and the lawyers would be formulating the questions that are to be put before them as they make their decision. He said they would have to evaluate facts and come to conclusions. Now, he's going to bring them back next week, he said, when the important questions will be formulated, and they're going to be addressed by lawyers for Conor McGregor and the other man involved in this case, James Lawrence, firstly, and then by lawyers for Nikita Hand. And the judge told them that the lawyers would each be putting their side of the case and then he was going to charge them and explain the law to them. He told them not to be Googling and not to consult the law books themselves. He told them, stay away from that. I will explain that to you. And he said, you can't have every person's lawyers sitting in your laps. The closing stages of that case, of the case, are now going to begin on Tuesday morning when those speeches from the lawyers will take place.
Orla, many thanks for that. Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent.